One of the things that we've been focusing on is helping federal agencies try to deal with these cyber issues up front when they're creating requirements or issuing task orders against, you know, our government-wide acquisition contracts, trying to work with our customers to ensure that they include the, you know, needed clauses that address cybersecurity issues. One of the things that we feel strongly about here is that we need to address the cybersecurity issues up front and deal with those challenges before a task or a delivery order is awarded, ensuring that the contractor has the terms and conditions built into those orders so that we're not having to worry about these issues after the work has been done. I think that the bigger effort is going into, you know, making sure that new orders that are being established throughout the government have the strong cybersecurity language and requirements to ensure that the contractors are dealing with those issues up front. You know, one of the things about these government-wide acquisition contracts is that, you know, these companies had to prove their ability in this area in order to get on these types of vehicles. And that you know, really helps customers or agencies be able to look across the expertise in the contract holders on these vehicles and to be able to work with them to be able to build systems that are able to address these cyber challenges before they become a problem.
One thing about the clauses, and you know, the FAR has a ton of clauses already in there about cyber, must meet FISMA, must meet NIST, you know, special publication 853 or whatever the special publication is this is going to. What's the difference that you're asking for? Because it's not like the contracts that you guys, you know, under the GWAC doesn't have these clauses already there.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, I had a conversation with NIST recently about trying to come up with, you know, what are some standard clauses that can be done throughout the federal government to meet some of these general requirements that can be used for all orders for the federal government. I know that there's some work in that area. But one of the things that we like to do is to try to look through best practices. You know, one of the advantages of having a program like we do here at NITAC is that we deal with almost every federal agency and working with DOD and a lot of the intelligence community is looking at how they're structuring their orders, comparing how different customers are structuring their orders at the agency level, and trying to share those best practices with other customers who may need help in that area.
Does anything stand out to you from those, looking at those best practices? Maybe you can't name the specific agency, but what are some of the things that maybe could be done fairly easily by any agency?
So one of the things that, for a simple example, would be for agencies to make sure that they are including strong authentication or using two-factor or smart identity card authentication in their orders. You know, those are just some small examples, but there are specific examples that have to do with complex requirements that we can help agencies with that, you know, after looking at what some other agencies have done with similar type requirements.
Now, the idea of two-factor authentication obviously isn't new, but it's a big push from this administration. And the federal CIO, Tony Scott, recently talked about how if two-factor authentication using the HSPD-12 card was used, something to the effect of 50% or more of the cyber incidents potentially could have been impacted. When you are reviewing task orders or when you're helping agencies, you know, work on task orders, develop requirements, what part of the discussion does the security piece come in, whether it's two-factor or something else? Are you finding that many agencies are on the tail end of that security, meaning it's an afterthought, or are they on the front end going, okay, well, let's start with a secure requirement and then move from there?
Well, I think it's all over the place, but I do have to say that a lot of it's thought of, you know, as an afterthought. But I think that more and more now we're seeing more recently where, and even through our help where we review all of the orders that come through our contracts, is to be able to point out some of these things to the customers to say, why don't you think about, you know, making sure that that's included or think about a way that they can address some of these issues up front.
We talk a lot about what agencies can do, but at the same time, NITAC and other GWACs have a whole host of vendors who have already been pre-qualified, have already gone through the rigmarole of trying to say, yes, we can do this type of work. How do you hold those contractors accountable from a security perspective as well? Meaning, how do you make sure that they can keep the data of the system secure too?
We monitor all of our contract holders at the contract level to make sure that they're, you know, abiding by the terms and conditions of the master contract. But we also make sure that they're abiding by the terms and conditions at the specific task order or agency requirements. Anytime that an agency has an issue with a contract holder that may not be doing exactly what is required, we can step in and help that agency, you know, ensure that that contractor does comply. So there's many different ways that we can use our influence as a program like this to ensure that our contract holders are held to the highest standard and the highest quality. And it's very important to us here at the NITAC program to ensure that all of our contractors have maintained the reputation that actually sustained their ability to get on these types of vehicles.
When we talk about contractors, there's new, there's emerging technologies that come up all the time, and specifically around cybersecurity. Is there one or two things that, you know, NITAC is doing to make sure that your GWACs have the latest and greatest cyber technologies, or more broadly, technologies in general?
Yeah, actually, we have some working groups. We're working very closely with a lot of our contract holders to ensure that specifically on the CIOCS, which is a product managed services type of vehicle with a lot of the IT products that are related to security, that those types of solutions are on the vehicle and available to customers to buy in a very fixed price and quick way. But we also have working groups working with some of the larger IT manufacturing organizations as well as industry groups to try to look at the standards that are out there, and working with NIST and looking at what ISO is doing with standards across the, across this industry. One of the things that I always like to look at is what are people doing in the commercial area, and what types of things, what some of the best practices that are being done in the commercial area that can be adopted in the government arena. So just working on some of those working groups and trying to help be part of the discussion so that at the end of the day, that there's a good product that agencies can embrace that really helps make a change and makes a difference in this area.
When you go forward and look in what needs to be done, not just with your contract, but from a government perspective, when it comes to cybersecurity and contracting, there's been a lot of efforts. For instance, GSA has been working on some acquisition recommendations. There's been other discussions around, you know, from executive orders and such to improve cybersecurity and the acquisition of goods and services. Is there one or two things that, from either NIAC's perspective, that could be done in the short term to really make a big difference, or even the long term?
Well, I think in the long term, that there certainly could be some, as I mentioned earlier, some general terms and conditions that have to do with cybersecurity that should be addressed in all IT requirements. In the short term, I think that, you know, OMB, I agree with the OMB's approach to making sure that the government stands ready to support other agencies, or OMB is supporting other agencies and making sure that they're able to meet challenges when they come up with it when it comes to cybersecurity. But I do think that, you know, as we all work together with GSA, with OMB, with NIST and other organizations, that's where, you know, we see the good work being done and eventually get to see where, you know, that the real positive changes are made in order to really resolve some of these issues in the long run.